Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out. I'm Chanel. Last time, we talked about practicing and trying our best. What is something you tried today or this week? Or what is something that you've been practicing? How do you feel it's going? Today, we're going to try something again. In our very first season of Peace Out, which was 2 years ago, we went to the moon. You can listen to the episode called A Trip to the Moon and over 50 episodes of Peace Out anytime on our website or on your podcast app. Now, we're going to go back to the moon to see if our names are still written on its surface from last time. But first, we had some more listeners send in their safe space recordings, sharing where they feel safe. It's good to think about somewhere or someone you can go to when you feel scared or upset before you get upset, so that when it happens, you know where to go right away. Here's one from Sophia.
Hi, my name's Sophia. I'm 5 years old. I live in California, and I like listening to Peace Out because it makes me not scared, and I like Peace Out too.
Wow, thanks, Sophia. And now, here's Wilder.
My name is Wilder, and I'm 4 years old. I live in Taiwan, and my safe space is where I'm with my mom, and when I'm in bed and I'm listening to Peace Out.
Thank you so much, Wilder. Let's get started with the calm down countdown. Make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position. This could mean crossing your legs, legs out, whatever feels best. Sit up tall. Imagine a straight line from the top of your head, down the back of your neck, down your spine, and rooted right into the ground. You can close your eyes too. I'm going to count down from 10. Every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose, and then when you hear this chime sound, start breathing out slowly. Why don't we practice first? Take a deep, long breath in, and now slowly start to let your breath out. Breathe in, and breathe out. Let's pretend that we're astronauts. We're getting ready to go up into space. We're in our seats, all buckled in and ready to go. We can feel the heaviness of the astronaut helmet on our shoulders and the heavy suit weighing down on our arms, chest, legs. Ground control is speaking to us through our headset now. They're telling us to prepare for liftoff. Are you ready? It's time to count down to lift off into space. Remember to breathe in deeply when you hear the numbers, and then start to breathe out slowly at the sound of the chime. Here we go. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. We made it. We reached the moon. We're still buckled into our seats on the spaceship. reach over to the seat buckle and click it open. Imagine that you're walking towards the hatch door. You look out the round window, out into space. You can see the gray surface of the moon below and the dark, dark expanse of space above. You look down and see the door handle. It's one of those round ones that look like a steering wheel. Reach out to grab the circular handle with both hands. It's smooth and shiny. Now, let's turn the wheel clockwise to the right. Can you hear a slight creaking as you turn? Turn, turn, turn. Okay, it's unlocked now. All we need to do is give it a gentle push forward. Now imagine yourself taking a big step outside the spaceship. Let's take a few steps forward. The moon's gravity is much weaker than the gravity on Earth. Remember, gravity is the force that pulls us and everything else towards the Earth. If there was no gravity, nothing would keep us down, and we'd float away. The moon's gravity is weaker, which means the pull down is not as strong. So, if you weigh 70 pounds, or about 32 kilos on Earth, you'd only weigh about 11 pounds, or about 5 kilos on the moon. Take a few more imaginary steps. And this time, think about how light you feel walking on the moon. It's very quiet here on the moon. It's very quiet here. I think this is a perfect place to stretch out after our long journey from Earth. Slowly stand up now. Slowly stand up now. Let's stand tall with our feet. Let's stand tall with our feet hip-width apart. Feet right under the hips. You can close your eyes again if you'd like, or keep them open to help you balance. Raise your hands above your head, palms touching. Let's make a crescent moon shape. Think about the tips of your fingers right now. Think about the tips of your fingers. Let them lead the way as you feel yourself growing a bit taller. Keep thinking about the tips of your fingers and let them go first as you slowly reach over to one side, pressing your hip to the opposite side. Here's our crescent moon shape. Now, let's lean back to the center. Now we're going to make a crescent moon on the other side. Slowly lean the other way with the tips of your fingers leading the way. Now come back to the center. We're going to do this a few more times, but this time, let's match our moves to our own breathing. When you lean to one side, you'll breathe out. When you come back to the center, you'll breathe in. Let's try that now. Breathe in and grow a little taller through your fingers up. And now breathe out as you lean to one side, pressing your hip to the opposite side. Now breathe in and come back to the center. Breathe out and lean to the other side, pressing your hip to the opposite side. Breathe in. Breathe in and come back to the center. Raise your hands above your head, palms touching. Let's make a crescent moon shape. Think about the tips of your fingers. Let them lead the way as you feel yourself growing taller. Keep thinking about the tips of your fingers and let them go first as you slowly reach over to one side. Here's our crescent moon. Now, let's lean back to the center. Now we're going to make a crescent moon on the other side. Slowly lean the other way with the tips of your fingers leading the way. Now come back to the center. We're going to do this a few more times, but this time, let's match our moves to our breathing. Shake out your arms if you want. And now raise them back up over your head, palms touching. Now this time, when we lead to one side, we'll breathe out. And when we come back to the center, we'll breathe in. Let's try that now. Let's grow a little taller through our fingers up towards the sky as we breathe in. And now breathe out as you lean to one side. Breathe in and come back to the center. Breathe out, lean to the other side. Breathe in and come back to the center. Go ahead and do that a few more times on your own, going with your own breathing pace. Well done. Let's sit down again and give our arms a rest. You can shake them out again if you'd like. It's time to go back home to Earth. Before we go, there's one last thing we have to do. If you were here with us when we first came to the moon, you'll remember that we did something special. We wrote our name on the moon. And because there is no atmosphere, there's no wind on the moon. That's why there are still boot prints on the moon from astronauts who have walked there a long time ago. The boot prints will be there for a long, long time, even after we're gone. So if we wrote our name on the moon's surface, it'll be there for our entire lives. Let's look at our names written on the moon's surface now. If you didn't come with us last time, guess what? Now's your chance to write your name. We did this so that we could have a special spot on the moon just for ourselves. So let's imagine that we found a nice quiet spot. Now put out one hand, palm facing you, and use a finger and write your name on the palm of your hand. And if you did this before with us, you can still do it today. There. Let's admire our beautiful handwriting. Now, that is your spot on the moon. Whenever you're feeling upset, you can come back to this exact spot and imagine the cool, quiet, calm spot on the moon that is yours. And yours alone. You can do the calm down countdown, breathing deeply in and out on your own, and just picture your name on the moon. Or you can even write your name on your hand to remember this moment. And you can just be on that imaginary, quiet moon, and you can return to this special spot on this imaginary, quiet moon, all by yourself, for a few seconds or a couple of minutes, when you need a break. And when you're ready, come back down to Earth, recharged and refreshed. Let's walk back to the spaceship to return home to Earth now. Open the door and climb back inside. Now close the door and reach out with both hands. Turn the round handle counterclockwise or to the left side, this time to lock it. Turn, turn, turn. Find your seat. Put on your seatbelt again. Sit up tall. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're home now, safe and sound. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.